Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Hey, it continues round two of the playoffs with Stratford Warriors. That means Les Vaders is on the phone line with all the details. Good morning, Les.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Doing great. Okay, we got game two set to go tonight with the Stratford Warriors taking on the Chatham Maroons. First off, let's look back at game one of this series.
Yeah, game one, Stratford looked like they came out in warm-up and they were all ready to go, but 36 seconds into the first period, Dylan Richter from the Chatham Maroons somehow became the odd man on the three-on-two rush and was left alone right down Broadway and was able to get one past Carter McDougall early. So that was a very auspicious start for the Stratford Warriors to start that game.
All right. So, and you've got a clip for us this afternoon. Can you set up this clip a little bit for us?
Yeah. So after Chatham had gone up 5-1, and then late in the second, Dominic Marshall scored a goal with about just under a minute left in the second. And sort of, you could see the tide sort of turn Stratford's way. So they're down 5-2 going into the third. They get into the third. Joe Curtin scores one about the 10-minute mark. And then a minute 22 later, Quinn Kipfer scores a goal to make it 5-4. So we got a hockey game with about 9 minutes left in this to go in this contest. And it comes right down to the end. Stratford pulled their goalie as Chase Furlong had come into the game to replace McDougall after the fourth Chatham goal. With about a minute 17 left, this is what happened.
Down into the zone. Gannon Hunter stops it. Ryan Van Etten fires it along the boards, but it's kept in. Back in behind the maroon net. Here's a chance right there. Scores! Came, no goal! No goal! I believe the net was off its moorings. The net was off its moorings. Referee Campbell waved it off right away.
I want to know what the explanation for this one is. Net was on the moorings. Then looked like he was in the crease. Referee was right there.
So. Yeah, he was right there.
I don't know, Les. That sounds pretty controversial to me.
It was. It was the talk. All the people walking by, even Chatham fans and that, are saying that if it came off, it was after the puck had gone in the net. Quinn Kipfer with a beautiful play there to get the puck up and over the goaltender. So that leaves a bitter taste in this team's mouth going into tonight's game. Another thing, Chase Furlong came in and made 18 of 17 saves, and he made three 10-bell saves in the third period to keep Stratford to allow Stratford to get back in this game. So this should give Stratford a little bit of momentum or something, a charge in them to get back in this series tonight in Stratford.
All right, so it is game two tonight at the Allman Arena, and the action gets underway at 7:30. So as a result of that, do you think things are going to be like right from the word go, right from the drop of the puck, it's on? What do you think?
I think it's going to be right from the word go. Like, these are two teams all year never scored more than three goals in a game, either team. And we get a 9-goal, well, I would like to say a 10-goal game in game one. But it almost goes back to the first game of the last series for Stratford. They didn't show up till near the end of the second period again in that game, but had a different result, as we saw. So I think Stratford comes out on fire. I know Carter McDougall is not happy with his play, and he'll an upset Carter McDougall is a tough goalie to beat.
Okay, and you know, Les, you said earlier going into this series that this is going to be an interesting series with Stratford and Chatham, so here we are.
Yeah, it is, and both teams fairly disciplined. There's only five penalties in the game. Stratford was able to keep Chatham off the scoreboard on their power play, as they were almost 50% in round one against Elmira, which is pretty much unheard of nowadays for a power play. So it should be a go right away, and if I urge people, if you didn't get advance tickets, I'd go early because I think we could have a full barn tonight, which would be nice to see.
Oh, yeah, I would. Yeah, get your tickets sometime today. Don't wait till the last minute, or don't wait till game time. So it's 7:30 tonight at the Allman Arena, and set us up for game three coming up.
Game three will be Sunday evening, 7 o'clock, back down at the Chatham Memorial Arena, which just turned 76 years old this year, but man, those dressing rooms are tight in that building.
And how are you doing with all the back and forth with a series like this, you know, in terms of the drive?
It was okay. The drive Wednesday, considering the weather, was pretty good. Once we got past London, it was pretty dry all the way. Coming back was like a monsoon, though.
Oh, yes, absolutely, with that crazy weather.
Night, so, you know, the kids, they try and get themselves going, get that good warm-up in after they get off the bus, get things moving in that. So it's interesting, and, you know, it is what it is, and we'll deal with it as we go. We're coming up. These teams have only actually faced, I found out yesterday, three times in the playoffs ever. So
yeah.
This is the fourth time in the playoffs.
All right. Well, it's round two. It continues. This is what it's all about. It's playoff hockey. Game two tonight, Stratford Warriors taking on Chatham at the Allman Arena. Get your tickets if you haven't done so already. 7:30 tonight at the Allman. And Les, of course, before we let you go, we've got another series that I believe is game one tonight for St. Mary's. Is that right?
Yeah, game one tonight, St. Mary's in London. At the Pyramid Center in St. Mary's, that should be a good series. I took St. Mary's in seven in that series on the Armchair Chirpers on Monday night. It should be, these teams have played each other 13 times in the playoffs since 1985. St. Mary's holds a 7-5 series or winning record, so it should be a dandy. A lot of people are saying St. Mary's might roll, but I think London's a big team, and if they stick to playing hockey, London can beat pretty much anybody. Kazimir Wexstrom in net, a big, big, big goalie. So I think St. Mary's will have their hands full in this one.
All right, we'll see how that one goes. But in the meantime, it's game two tonight with the Stratford Warriors. Go Warriors. This is great. Round two of the playoffs. Les Vaders, thanks so much, Les. Appreciate your analysis. Appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you, sir.